protests that have been happening nationwide in relation to police brutality or the work that you do?
I would say.
Go.
Right now, are we on the air, Lady Skill?
Yes,
now?
Yes, we are.
I'm sorry. Hey, yo, bust the move.
This is Simon Shaheen. You are listening to WGXC Accra 90.7 FM.
Hay acciones cotidianas para ayudar a prevenir la propagación de enfermedades respiratorias. Lávese las manos. Evite el contacto cercano con las personas enfermas. Evite tocarse los ojos, la nariz y la boca. Quédese en casa cuando esté enfermo. Cúbrase al toser o estornudar. Limpie y desinfecte de manera frecuente los objetos que toca. Para obtener más información, visite cdc.gov/COVID-19. Este mensaje es gentileza de la National Association of Broadcasters y de esta estación.
WGXC underwriting support is provided by Mid-Hudson Cable, serving Columbia, Greene, and Southern Albany counties with digital cable, high-speed internet, and cable phone services for homes and businesses since 1971. Mid-Hudson Cable, all the right connections on the web at mhcable.com.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of FET Press in Hudson, New York. Sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a WGXC sustaining supporter by investing in community radio every month. Go to wgxc.org and click donate. Thank you for your support.
This is WA3QIZ. Do you read me?
Seymour, isn't it about time you made a real friend?
Mother, please, I'm communicating with my fellow hams.
How do I talk? Push this button here. You're all losers!
Welcome to Forgotten Geek on WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre, Catskill, Hudson. I'm Corey McCaslin, and this edition is going to be a bit more phoned in terms of geek speak. We'll have one chunk of news, and then the rest of the hour will be music more reflecting the mood of myself and many others, I believe. The original four-color social justice warrior is getting a chance to rebuild his cinematic rep. The rap broke that Warner's is planning to bring back Henry Cavill as Superman, and comicbook.com confirmed and expanded that there are no immediate plans for a solo film, but instead he will be used in supporting roles and cameos a la Nick Fury and the Hulk in the MCU. You remind me of the Babe. What Babe? The one getting a long overdue sequel. Fresh off his walk away from Doctor Strange, Scott Derrickson is entering the Labyrinth. Deadline reporting he and Into the Dark screenwriter Maggie Levin are working with Jim Henson Productions on a sequel to the 1986 cult classic, and naturally there's already a petition for Tilda Swinton to fill in for her music video co-star slash male counterpart David Bowie. Meanwhile, another cult classic's Requel is getting a new release date that might also include a secondary platform. Tony Todd responded to a fan's hope for a day-and-date VOD co-release of Jordan Peele's Candyman with the date 9/25/20. Coming off the success of their Invisible Man remake, Heat Vision reports Universal is continuing their non-cinematic universe horror redos with a potentially Ryan Gosling-led Wolfman that's said to be a media satire in the vein of Network, where the protagonist is an infected Anchorman. So kind of like if The Howling began with Dee Wallace's on-air transformation. You know, some enterprising producers should look at a less well-regarded werewolf satire that could actually be improved on and really lean into the title. What I'm saying is Werewolf of Washington 2021. An option I thought of and now wish I'd brought up when reporting on Ruby Rose's exit from Batwoman is creating a new character to take up the mantle, and that's exactly what they're doing. Decider says instead the suit will be passed on to the yet uncast Ryan Wilder, a lesbian character previously on the supply side of crime. Disney Plus is going to animate the convoluted clash of worlds that is Kingdom Hearts, CinemaSpot breaking that Square Enix is co-developing a CGI tune with the game voice actors expected to continue their roles. Marvel has decided to do more than put their money where their mouth is regarding police extremism. Following Disney's $5 million donation to social justice program, several writers called for Marvel to bring legal action against Blue Lives Matter and its supporters for their appropriation of the Punisher's skull logo. Co-creator Gary Conway had previously condemned this appropriation and took to social media to solicit black creators' help on a new charitable comic addressing this. Now they've told IO9 that they will begin taking steps in the real world to stop this. And we'll be starting off the straight drip of music this hour with Billy Paul, Am I Black Enough For You?
I got to take a black enough for you. big government is over. From now on, instead of community, you will be left in the marketplace to fend for yourselves, claw for yourselves, stab for yourselves, guard for yourselves. What little money, savings, dignity, and shelter you have left. After your jobs are downsized and exported to Mexico, tennis shoes made by slaves in camps in Indonesia, computer jobs sent across the ocean to Indonesia, you will be next unless you bow down, lick our boots, and throw your benefits away.
You can't leave the home without an electronic ankle bracelet. You're a much more palatable concept than martial law. Put your bracelets on. You're safer when you're watched. Don't go outside. You'll set the alarm off. Curfew. Forever and ever and ever.
This is Sister Soldier. Public Enemy, security of the first world, and all aligned forces are traveling west to head off a white supremacist team to destroy the national celebration of Dr. Martin Luther King's birthday. Public Enemy believes that the powers that be in the states of New Hampshire and Arizona have found psychological discomfort in paying tribute to a black man who tried to teach white people the meaning of civilization. Good luck, brothers. Show them what you got.
By the time I get to Arizona, What happened was wrong. We all feel betrayed, but we got to be strong. If the powers that be let evil go free, you must understand.
Burning. What's burning? I think I smell smoke. You smell smoke anywhere?
Yeah.
But how can we help if we steal from ourselves?
Oh boy.
We need peace in LA. Peace in LA. Stay cool. Don't be a fool. Stay cool. Don't be a fool.
WGXC 90.7 FM.
Wake up, dead man.
around the corner. Did you think to try and warn her? Were you working on something new? If there's an order in all of this disorder, is it like a tape recorder? Rewind and just once more. To intervene.
speak from a place where some talk of signs, tired superstitions to drown out the wise. Dark clouds have gathered to block out the sun. All of our sins to judge us in turn. Mothers and daughters, fathers and sons, would any be counted to take up the cause? If we can't imagine that the hour is near, then all of our sins won't fade with the tears. Do you hear the drums of
This hour of screaming into the void started with Billy Paul, Am I Black Enough For You? Then Putin's favorite band, whose name I can't say, with Police State. Then Cold Cut and Jello Biafra, Every Home a Prison. Followed by Public Enemies, By the Time I Get to Arizona. Then the peace mix of Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers, Peace in L.A. After which U2 implored Wake Up Dead Man. Nine Inch Nails gave The Warning. Clan of Xymox bemoaned We Never Learn. And VNV Nation lamented All Our Sins. We're going out with supergroup Prophets of Rage, followed by Tricky. Stay safe, stay angry, and do something with that anger for the good.
Tonight. This revolution had just begun.